Hi, my name is Dorothy McHugh. I started dancing when I was 4 years old, Highland dancing. And then when I was 11 and 12, my mother said, Dorothy, you should learn how to tap dance and do ballet because it might make you more graceful. And then I've been dancing ever since 1992 at Minoru and other places in Richmond. And we did a lot of dancing, a lot of competitions. We got first every time. I did solos. My main thing was solo work, which I loved. In Vancouver, I went to an orchestra. Mr. Gratch had his own studio, and I have pictures of it. And I was there when I was 8 to 10. And then I joined the Vancouver Junior Symphony as a violinist, and I was there about 4 years. And after that, I joined the Vancouver Ladies Orchestra, and I was there a couple of years. After that, I began to work for the government. And then I came to Richmond in 1959 because I worked at the airport as a teletype operator. When I played in the orchestra, we did a lot of concerts, many rehearsals. I went to Garbovitsky's orchestra in New Westminster, and I played in there for about a year or so, came back to Vancouver. Yeah, we had singers would sing opera, and I never knew whether they were on time or not. We were not joined at the hip sort of thing. We went to practice, and we went home. We didn't socialize. That was just not done in the 40s, probably the 50s, too. In 1954, I sang with the Elgar Choir in Vancouver, and we toured Great Britain, Ireland, and Scotland in that year. We took a train all the way across Canada. The wife of the conductor cooked on the stove, and it was so hot. We had our own car to ourselves. We didn't share with anyone. We sang in about 33 cities in 3 months. We were billeted with people in churches. The next year I went again in 55, and seeing I was 18 at the time, I attended the Queen's Garden Party. And the other people who were not 18 were not allowed. And so they went off and did something else with the conductor and everything. The Queen was not there, but we did see other ones that were with the family, you know. And we also sang live on BBC. And I had bronchitis, and I didn't dare cough. No way. Because it would been heard. We sailed back on the ship. It was a new ship, and it had stabilizers. And we were at the edge of a hurricane, and the water came right over the ship. The stabilizers, you might as well have them. But I thought it was great fun, because when I walked down the aisle, I would be swung through, hit this wall and that wall, and I thought it was a great idea. Everybody else was seasick, but not me. The choir itself continued on going to Russia and other places. We did sing for our own Air Force personnel in France, and we sang in Germany too. We went to Ireland, and we were there for 3 months again. I really enjoyed it. It was a very big experience, and after that, I started to travel. I've been over to England for 7 or 8 times. Then, after I started working, I worked for, my first job was for the income tax. People said to me, oh, aren't you lucky? You don't have to pay income tax. And that was a real, no, that was not true. But they had funny ideas about that. And then I worked for several different, you know, Department of Fisheries and Department of Justice. I did work for 60 lawyers, and only 3 of us were on word processors. One would go and he'd have a court case. He always went fishing that day, and the three of us would have to do his work all day. And if he wasn't back to file by 5 o'clock, he automatically lost the case. And that's how it worked. And then I was transferred in the same office to criminal section. I did undercover work for the RCMP, and that was really quite exciting. Then my husband became ill, so I was the only one that was working. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my airport work there, because I was a teletype operator, and I sent and received messages to the pilots in the sky, landings and takeoffs and the weather. Twice an hour we did the weather. We had about 4 or 5 different teletypes, and they were all, some were on Edmonton, Calgary, you know, different places. And we had one from San Francisco, so if we had something for Hawaii or some out of Canada, all our traffic went through San Francisco. And I was there for 3 years, and it was hard because we had to work shift work. We worked 2 day shifts, quick change to 2 graveyards, and 2 evenings, and 3 off for 5 weeks. And then we did 5 days and 5 evenings and 2 off. We also did the Marine Air Radio, and we also heard the first ones who went to the moon, and we heard them on the Marine Air Radio, but was very, very, you couldn't really hear it very well because a lot of static. But I left there because I became ill, and then it was exhaustion, that's what it was. So anyway, then I went to various different, like Department of Fisheries and others, and then I finally retired in 1992. In the meantime, my husband had passed on. Yeah, I found him. He was passed on when I got home from work. I've been a widow ever since 1988. So I quite enjoy my single life, shall we say. And then after a couple of years, I went back to TAP class, and I've done it pretty much all the way since this year, 2025. I had various teachers, you know, because you sort of move around a lot. And I did ballet, too, for 10 years. Came to Richmond in 1959, and when I did work at the airport, we paid 25 cents to go over the Oak Street Bridge both ways. But the government was very nice. They paid it. And I really like Richmond. It was so wide open with the lovely farms, and the No. 3 road was not divided, not much bus service. And on No. 3 road, there was a little tiny library, and there was one store there for groceries. We had some little corner stores that we would go to for, you know, vegetables or whatever. And of course we had the farm, and we would go there and pick berries and all that. There was no shopping. If you wanted to get a new dress or anything else, you had to go to Oak Ridge because there was nothing here. And it was really kind of nice. There was a lot of less traffic, that's for sure. The library did move again to Park Avenue, and it was a small little thing. And then they finally built the big one. There was no hospital here at the time in 59. I had my appendix out there. I never want to go again, thank you. I continued my dancing here. I danced at Maury Lynn's dance school. Well, we did it at Minaru, but before that we had it at her studio in Steveston. First Avenue, I believe it's called. And then, unfortunately, she died of cancer a few years ago. And so now that I'm living, I want to move out where I am because I want to be near the stores where I can maybe walk to them. because you never know. I still drive, which I'm very lucky. I was married in 1960 to my husband, Malcolm McKeel. He came from New Brunswick, so he came a long way to meet me. We were married for 28 years when he passed on, and we lived on Granville Avenue near number 4. The house is no longer there. He came from a family of 10 children. There were 6 boys and 4 girls. So that's why we didn't have any children. He had enough of that noise. I moved after that. I moved to Burkeville, where I was there for about 15 years. I didn't mind the noise of the aircraft. After a while, you don't hear them anymore. And then I moved to number 1 and Westminster Highway. Then I came to where I am now on number 3 road. My favorite area, I should say, was number 1 and Westminster Highway and Granville Avenue, where we had the house. I wish to thank you for letting me speak about Richmond. I really enjoy living here and don't wish to go anywhere else.